Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. CME Group announced this week that it will not reopen its physical trading pits that were closed last March due to the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic. This includes the trading pits for corn, wheat, and soybeans and other ag commodities. Contracts for ag commodities will be traded only electronically. However, CME Group's Euro-Dollar Options Pit, which reopened last August, will remain open. Corn prices and corn exports are still making news. Gary Crawford from the USDA has more.
How about those corn exports and prices?
What can you say? They're amazingly strong.
Corn prices have grabbed a lot of headlines.
As well they should. Corn export demand is a big part of the reason. U.S. Outlook Chairman Mark Jackanowski says, as corn traders well know, corn exports were not doing that well during the first half of 2020, but
they really turned around starting late summer, early fall, and when China entered the market.
And we now have the ag export numbers for the first 6 months of this fiscal year, which started in October. And USDA economist and trade tracker Dylan Russell says for corn,
we had $7.6 billion worth of exports, up 127%.
Up from the same time frame a year ago. Meanwhile, of course,
corn prices are up approximately 142% over the past year.
Russell says it's not just export demand, but also some potential supply concerns developing, including dry weather in Brazil that could reduce that country's corn crop.
North Dakota State College of Science is accepting applications for students interested in obtaining a certificate for Autonomous Systems Technology, AST. This new innovative program will start enrolling students in the fall of 2021. The NDSES AST program is one of the first of its kind in the nation. Ground-based autonomous systems typically operate without human control and are designed to increase efficiency and safety. AST program coordinator and assistant professor Lonnie Wirth says graduates with AST certificates will have the knowledge and the skills to go right into a career in the various industries that are using these systems. Demand for U.S. corn continues to be strong and is showing in Chicago, where the May spot month contract recently pushed well over $7 a bushel. The July contract is around $7 as well. Joe Vaklovic, the founder and president of Standard Grain in Nashville, Tennessee, talked about the reasons behind the higher corn prices.
I think the weather issues in Brazil are a big time deal. Just about every key corn growing area in Brazil is in some stage of drought. They've been extraordinarily dry. There is absolutely nothing in the weather forecast in terms of rain. May is a big month for crop production in Brazil for the second corn crop. May would be kind of like the equivalent to their July, especially this year with everything late.
This is Inside Agriculture.